Hello, welcome to episode 29 of the Blunt to the Gap podcast. I am Dave. I'm joined by Adam.
Hey.
And sweet Nick in the control room. Nick, how are you doing?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Not too bad. We witnessed two Steve Pierce Grand Slam walk-offs this week. It has been a strange week for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it has.
Episode 29 is brought to you by the number of home runs hit by Justin Smoke this season.
Are you actually serious this time?
Oh, I'm actually serious this time. That actually is the number of home runs hit by Justin Smoke this season. He did not add one today. We're recording Sunday evening, technically.
Immediately after the Steve Pierce walk-off from Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, since the last time we talked, it seems like a lot has happened, but basically nothing has happened. We are in basically the last few days before the trade deadline. The Blue Jays have yet to significantly move any pieces. It seems like less likely now that they will before the August 31st. How many days is August?
July 31st.
July 31st.
August 30th waiver deadline.
Oh.
It doesn't seem like a lot of teams are going to be looking to add any of the players the Blue Jays had. The latest that we've heard was that Liriano was a possibility to be traded to the Royals. Marco Estrada has basically had interest from a few teams, and apparently the Blue Jays are even willing to part with J-Hap now.
I believe that.
It's possible that a team may want to pick up Steve Pierce after what they've seen in the past week.
It's possible that Steve Pierce really just kind of started playing better so that he can get out of Toronto.
Yeah, I don't blame him. So since we last did a podcast, the Blue Jays have gone 9-11. They've scored 85 runs and allowed 126 runs. They swept Oakland, which we would expect them to do, and then dropped 2-3 against the Angels. It really looked like that they were going to get swept by the Angels for, you know, 8 innings there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, guys, where do you think the team goes from here?
I don't think there's anywhere to go here. I don't see why people hold out hope like they... Now, I'm being cynical here, but a couple years ago when they were 8.5 games back of the division to the Yankees, and then added a whole bunch of pieces at the deadline, and then went on a tear. Yes, they won the division that year. And here we are in the same position. It's the trade deadline, one day before it, 8.5 games back of the division to the Yankees. Red Sox are 1 game back of the Yankees, but the Jays are last in the division. Last time they were, what, second or third? And they were a whole lot younger, a whole lot better, and they had David Price. So, who do we have this year that can save them? I don't know.
Yeah, the difference, I guess, between that Blue Jays team and this one is the run differential. So their Pythagorean win-loss record suggests they're a 43-61 team,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually a 48-56 team. So they are even outperforming...
49 as of today.
Well, you're right, 49. They're outperforming how they're supposed to be doing, basically.
Yeah.
So... Even if they could string together a few wins, they're still outperforming how poorly they've been playing anyways.
And last time, it was the opposite, basically.
Yes,
they were
exactly.
Winning fewer games than they were expected to, but they had such a crazy offense at the time.
Yeah, they hadn't had as many wins, but they should have had more wins. So,
I mean, I want to be optimistic. I want to say that it's possible for them to try to come back and maybe at least finish the year 500, but people, wake up. And by people, I mean Jay's front office. Do something to save the future.
Yeah, I don't know if there is much to do to save the future. I mean, they're standing pat. They're not, you know, they're definitely not adding anything. So you're not sacrificing any prospects or young players with control. So that in itself, you know, inaction is an action, I guess, in protecting your future.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like them see them, you know, ship, you know, some of the, not exactly older, but guys on expiring contracts. Someone like Estrada is probably about to sign the last contract of his career. Get something for him rather than nothing. But no one's willing to bite, and they do still want to be competitive throughout the year, even if they're not going to fight for a playoff spot, because they're in Toronto. It's a pretty rabid fan base, and I don't think they're willing to throw up the white flag.
So, not a whole lot of positives for the Jays. Recently, according to FanGraphs, I've pulled the stats for the Toronto Blue Jays for the past 14 days prior to today's game. So, Let's see if you can guess the position players on the Toronto Blue Jays with positive WAR in the past 14 days. Adam, do you want to start?
Sure. I'm going to guess Ezekiel Carrera.
Okay, he's on there.
Steve Pierce.
He is not as of today.
Really? Wow.
Could be.
His stats maybe haven't updated yet.
So there's only three, and you've named two out of the three of them.
Justin Smoke. And I'm going to guess Russ Martin.
Nick, any guesses for you?
What about
Adam got two of the three of them.
Yeah. What about Montero?
No, neither Russ nor Miguel Montero are on that list.
Rob Refsnyder?
Not newly acquired Rob Refsnyder, however. Kendrys Morales has 0.01 WAR. Ezekiel Carrera has 0.01 WAR. And Justin Smoke, 1.1 WAR over the past 14 days.
Okay, now, a technicality here. You said position players.
That's true, I did.
Did he play first base in those 10 days?
Well, I'm not talking about, like, non-pitchers. I could have said hitters, but, like, I don't mean pitchers here.
You should have said hitters.
Mm-hmm. Also, can I just say, I had no idea we even had Rob Refsnyder until Saturday's game when he came into pinch run in the ninth.
Well, that's when he got added to the roster, didn't he?
That was the big move that they've done at the trade deadline here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you just mean you hadn't heard about it earlier in the day?
No, I just hadn't heard about it, yeah, at all.
Yeah. Well,
he came into pinch run and I said, who is this person?
They made a splash.
So regardless of how poor the Blue Jays have been playing, they have still managed over, at least since the past 15-ish home games, they've still averaged an attendance of 40,750. So they're still getting butts in the seats. Mm-hmm. And people are still coming out to see the Blue Jays, even though they're kind of a bad team. So that's the one positive. The downside to that has been that Rogers has increased ticket prices for next year as well.
Yeah, by on average 9%.
As long as payroll goes up 9%, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So,
but I doubt it.
It will not.
Okay.
Okay.
Take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back on the Month of the Gap podcast.
So, welcome back to the Bunt of the Gap podcast. This series against the Angels has given us an opportunity to watch possibly the greatest baseball player of all time.
The GOAT himself.
Mike Trout, of course, is who I'm speaking about. If you guys had to guess, how many wins above replacement do you think Mike Trout is currently sitting at?
4.3.
Very close, but lower than that. Nick, you have a guess?
3.9.
That is exactly right. Did you look this up?
Nope. You just said it was close to 4.3, and I took a guess.
Okay, very good. So 3.9 wins above replacement would put him tied for 10th among Major League Baseball players. That would put him tied with Jose Ramirez of the Indians, Carlos Correa of the Astros, and George Springer of the Astros. Springer's kind of a surprise to me.
He had a very good year.
And guys, you know the difference between Correa, Springer, Ramirez, and Mike Trout, though?
Mike Trout missed, like, 50 games?
Correct. Mike Trout has played 60 games, and the lowest of those other three is Carlos Correa, who's played 84 games. So Mike Trout is just so good.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. He's about 25% better than Carlos Correa. So this leaderboard got me thinking, though. Let's play a little game, and this game is called Mookie Betts or Andrelton Simmons.
Okay.
And all you have to do is I'm going to read you a stat for like the same stat for both of them, and you're going to tell me which one you think is Mookie Betts. Okay?
Got it.
Okay, so let's start with something easy, like batting average. 270 or 301? Which one do you think is Mookie Betts?
270.
You're asking me? Yeah. Yeah, Mookie Betts is hitting 270.
Correct. Okay, let's go with wins above replacement. 4.3 and 4.1.
Andrelton Simmons is 4.3.
Nick?
Yeah, I'll say Mookie is 4.3.
Mookie is 4.3. Defensive runs above average, according to FanGraphs. 14.9 or 14.9?
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
So Mookie's got 14.9?
Yeah, they both do, obviously. Uh-huh. Weighted runs created plus, 109 and 121.
I'm going to say Mookie's at 109.
Dave?
I am going to agree.
That is correct. One more. We'll do OBP, on-base percentage. 345 or 351?
345 is Andrelton Simmons.
We'll say 345 is Mookie Betts.
345 is Mookie Betts. Actually, guys, one more. 17 or 14 stolen bases.
17 is Mookie Betts.
I agree with that.
That is absolutely right. Now, I don't know if you guys had noticed this whole time of how close together those two people were, except for batting average, which is crazy.
Yeah.
In what universe does Andrelton Simmons have almost the same stats as Mookie Betts?
This one.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? In the same one that Justin Smoke is an all-star and is 19th in the MLB in wins above replacement.
And the Blue Jays are last in the AL East. We are in the darkest timeline.
And the Cubs won the World Series.
This is the reason.
Because
just threw the baseball world for a loop.
I think it's just the universe because LeBron sold the soul of everybody on Earth for a championship last year.
I don't know if you asked me 2 years ago who would win a championship first, the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Chicago Cubs. My money would have been on the Cavaliers.
Oh, well, that's just a calendar thing.
Okay.
That was it for my game.
Let's take a break. I got a game we can play. Let's take a break and be back on the Went to the Gap podcast.
We just want to say congratulations to our friend Eric Rosenheck, who became a father on Thursday.
Oh,
congrats.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats.
Wait, Eric. What? He became a father on Thursday?
Last Thursday.
Okay.
I don't know what day that was.
I was going to say, you saw him at the Jays game on Friday.
I think you said last Thursday. Yeah.
The very next day, he was at the baseball game. So.
I think the very next week plus one day. Yes.
Okay, all right.
I asked him the same thing at the game, and he said he got permission to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, congrats, Eric.
All right. So, here's the game that I wanted to play, guys. So, I'm going to go through the 40-man roster for the Toronto Blue Jays. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to say if this person will be on the Blue Jays by the end of the year and if this person will be on the Blue Jays...
At the beginning of next year?
At the beginning of next year.
Or the end of next year.
So, if you think, basically, you can just say he'll be, you know, you can say 2018 or, like, just say traded or... cut or something like that. Okay. Danny Barnes is still on the, let's see, he's still arbitration eligible. Does Danny Barnes make it through the rest of the season as a Toronto Blue Jay?
Traded.
Danny Barnes will be a Blue Jay in 2018.
Okay. Joe Biagini.
Yeah, Blue Jay.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of next year, too.
Mike Bulsinger, who I believe is probably on his last year of a contract.
Cut.
Yes.
So not re-signed is what you're saying.
Not re-signed.
Matt Dermody, who we saw pitch today in the game.
The body.
Dermody. Still a young kid. What do you guys think?
Blue Jays.
Yeah, he's on a two-way contract, so no reason he won't be.
Marco Estrada. Does he make it to September as a Blue Jay?
No. Yes, he does. He finishes the year as a Jay.
I think so, too.
Jay Happ. Does he make it to September as a Blue Jay?
No, traded.
Really? No, I'm going to say he makes it. I don't think he gets traded.
Okay. JP Howell, remember him?
Nope.
So he finishes the season as a Blue Jay, but doesn't come back in 2018?
Sure.
Almost definitely.
Dominic Leone.
I like Dominic Leone.
Do you think he has value to a contending team?
He might, actually.
To a contending team? No, but the Blue Jays in 2018 won't be contending, so...
Well, I mean, he can be one of those guys that just pitches in a blowout game if you're losing to rest of the guys. Yeah, I think he gets traded. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Francisco Liriano. Does he make it to September?
Yes.
No, I'm going to say Francisco Liriano does get traded.
Okay.
I'm not sure anybody can pull off a deal if the Royals can't.
Aaron Loop. Does Aaron Loop make it to September?
God, I hope not.
What's Aaron Loop's contract at?
So I believe he's at least signed through this year. He's also ARB3 next year, and he's a free agent in 2019.
Well, he'll be legit next year.
Yeah, then he has him. Yeah, he's going to make it.
Roberto Osuna.
I hope he's still a Blue Jay.
Oh, he'll be a Blue Jay, yeah.
Aaron Sanchez.
Blue Jay.
Both of those seem pretty obvious.
He's probably still going to have a blister by the end of September.
I'm going to skip Bo Schaltz and Chris Smith because they're not exciting. Does Joe Smith make it to September as a Blue Jay?
No.
Joe Smith might not. No, he's got actual value. I could see him being traded.
Marcus Stroman listed here at 5'8", 180 pounds. Does he make it to September as a Blue Jay?
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Ryan Tepera, is he a 2018 piece?
That's a good question, actually. He might have value to another team.
Yeah, and you think he's...
No, Tepera's one of our better ones. Mm-hmm.
So Tepera is, let's see, not a free agent until, oh boy, 2022. Sorry about that, Ryan. So he may have some value to a team, but I think he's pitching in the eighth inning now. He's probably most valuable to the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Former ace, current non-ace, Cesar Valdez. Does he make it to September as a Blue Jay?
Maybe September, but not further than that. I don't think we keep him around.
I mean, I agree with you. Somebody's going to have to pitch in the rotation if they trade half of the players away.
Yes.
Okay. Russ Martin, we know he's not going anywhere. Miguel Montero, does he finish out the season as a Blue Jay?
Cut.
Cut, eh?
Cut.
I mean, he's a UFA as of next year, so he'll probably be around till then.
Okay, I'm going to speed this up a little bit. No one's going to want Chris Coughlin because why would they? Josh Donaldson. Josh Donaldson, does he finish the season as a Toronto Blue Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I say that with a little disappointment.
Justin Smoke, does he finish the season as a Toronto Blue Jay?
I hope not. No,
absolutely. They signed him to that contract for a reason.
I hope they sell high.
How about Jose Bautista? Does he finish the season as a Blue Jay, and do we see him in 2018?
Yeah, he does, and yes, we do, but for less money.
Yeah, I agree to both those things.
Ezekiel Carrera, any value on the open market?
Yeah.
Really?
He's one of our better players this year. Yeah, he's got value.
Doing better. Yeah, no, he's...
Everything is relative.
Yeah. You know what shocks me? How old Zico Carrera is.
Right.
Did we do Steve Pierce already?
We didn't. We're getting to Steve Pierce.
Okay.
Steve Pierce, does he finish the season as a Toronto Blue Jay?
I say no.
That would be interesting. If we could get anything for him, I'd be impressed. But I will say, I'll say he gets traded.
Steve Pierce, in the last week of July, hits a grand slam every third game.
And he signed through next year, so you know next year he'll do it again, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Pillard, so he finished the season as a Toronto Blue Jay.
I think so.
Yeah, he'll finish the season and probably stick around through his arbitration years.
I think he has value that somehow other teams aren't seeing, or I don't know. He's a good trade piece, I think.
Okay, and the last one.
More than baseball value.
Last one here, Kendrys Morales. Does he finish the season as a Toronto Blue Jay, and is he back next year?
I think he's back. Only because Shapiro and Atkins said that he was their guy, that they went out to get him. They signed him for 3 years because he was their guy. Now, my personal opinion is no, I hope he's not on the team next year or at the end of September because I just don't care for him. He hasn't been terrible. He hasn't been great. I just don't care for him.
Yeah, I mean, if all the Blue Jays to reach or not reach expectations this year, Kendrys is kind of just... floated right on that middle ground. He has not disappointed me very often, but he's not, you know, really surprised me or shocked me in any way either.
Yeah, I don't think we had many expectations for Kendrys, and I don't think that he had, I don't think he exceeded our expectations or he underperformed them.
I mean, I'm sure we mentioned it when he was signed, but the fact that you have to start Kendrys Morales as your DH every day, and you can't give Jose Bautista a chance to DH or Josh Donaldson a chance to DH, right?
Yeah.
They were both on the bench today, and Russell Martin was playing third base, and it's like, with a guy like that, he's basically immovable, right?
I didn't understand that either. Like, why couldn't they have rested Jose yesterday and Josh today?
But even just, you know, the concept of signing a guy like Kendrys means that you can't give Jose a few days in... you know, or let him become your permanent DH for the next few years. You're locked into Kendrys Morales through his age 36 season as your DH.
Mm.
He's only going to get slower.
Okay.
I do think he's movable. He's not a big cap hit.
Immovable object.
Yeah, well, I think he's movable to another team at least. I think we can get someone to take him from us.
I think he's movable. He's just not that fast.
No, he's going to need to be pushed out the door.
Okay, so... that paints maybe a bleak future for the Blue Jays, but we'll see how many of those guys are still with the team in September. Okay, let's take a break and be back on the Buzz of the Gap podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, welcome back to the Punch the Gap podcast. You know, sometimes they just say, play your hits. And we're going to go to one of our hits here, guys. You are familiar with the baseball player Jose Canseco. You are familiar with his Twitter account, at Jose Canseco. So what I've done is I've gone and collected tweets by Jose Canseco and astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. And what I'm going to do is read you a tweet, and you are going to tell me if it is a tweet by Jose Canseco or if it is a tweet by Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Awesome.
Do you guys understand the game?
I think I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. First tweet. There is a tear in the space-time continuum. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Nick, you can start these.
Yeah, that's going to be Neil deGrasse Tyson, right?
And I'm saying that that's Jose.
Adam is correct. That is Jose Canseco on June 4th, 2013.
It's just too general or like too not specific to be Neil, I think.
Okay. Moving forward. If you remove your prostate after 40, you can't get prostate cancer. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
That's Canseco.
Definitely Jose Canseco.
Okay, you guys are both correct there.
Just for the record, listeners, you cannot fully remove a prostate. It's kind of built into the whole plumbing. You can only just cut away pieces of it. And I know this because I'm planning for the future.
Wouldn't it be cool if zombies and vampires became human if we bite them first? Somebody needs to test that one. Is this Neil deGrasse Tyson or Jose Canseco?
This is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, I think so too.
You guys are both correct. That is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay. I don't know that I've ever seen a fat turtle. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
That's Canseco.
No, I'm going to say Neil. I don't think Jose knows what turtles are.
Adam is correct. That is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay. There are no fat old people. Think about it. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
There are tons of fat old people. I hope this isn't Neil deGrasse Tyson. Old people are not turtles.
No, I'm saying this is Jose because he finishes with think about it.
That is Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
Okay. According to the song, Rudolph's nose is shiny, which means it reflects rather than emits light, useless for navigating fog. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, Neil. It's absolutely Tyson. Yeah.
It's Neil.
You guys are both correct. Okay. No way that was a meteor in Russia today. Is that Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Canseco.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Nope, that was Jose Canseco. Okay.
He was probably implying it was a UFO.
When I shop for fruit and melons, I like to hold a grape next to a cantaloupe and think of Earth next to Jupiter. Then I eat Earth. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I'm going to say it's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's Jose Canseco.
That is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm smarter than that.
That's what I'm saying. When you read these tweets out of context, you could be Neil deGrasse Tyson or you could be Jose Canseco. If woman humans... Sorry. Let me just try this one again. I feel like I've given it away. If woman humans become hermaphrodites, men would be useless and disappear. Is this Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
That can't be a real thing. No one actually said that out loud. That's Canseco, though, right?
I'm torn on this one.
How are you torn?
It's definitely Jose, right?
It is Jose Canseco.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Bill Nye, at The Science Guy, has not been relevant since the 90s.
Jose.
No, hashtag, I think it's Tyson.
Hashtag does not recognize ancient gravity. Hashtag head in the sand skeptic. Hashtag arrogant wit. Hashtag bad dresser.
I was this, so sure it was Tyson it, until the hashtag.
I think it at Bill Nye. I just thought it was Jose.
He added The Science Guy. Bill Nye at The Science Guy. Oh. That was Jose Canseco. Okay. Last two here. Never figured why the foul pole is called the foul pole when it's entirely in fair territory. Should be called the fair pole.
Is okay, this... before we guess, that's not incorrect. Like, I kind of agree with whoever this is.
Yeah.
If you, if it's a home run, if it hits the foul pole, then the foul pole is fair. It's a fair pole.
I think I'm going to guess Neil deGrasse Tyson because he put a lot of thought into that.
I think Jose can say it because I don't think Neil deGrasse Tyson knows what baseball is.
It is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, so he does. Well, we agree on one thing, Neil. Not about the turtles.
Okay, last one here. Tell me if this is Jose Canseco or Neil deGrasse Tyson. I did not know you could use lady parts to catch fish.
You misread that, right? Like that.
Sorry, I'll read it again just in case I
You said lady parts, not lady bugs.
That's right. I did not know you could use lady parts to catch fish. Oh. Now, lady
I didn't
parts
either.
Is lady parts is one word here. I don't know if that gives it away.
No, I mean lady parts on its own gave it away.
Yeah, I think
I want to go fish with Jose Canseco though.
So it sounds like you guys are both saying that last one is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, I am for the record saying that that is definitely Jose Canseco.
You are correct. I think Adam wins this, Nick. I don't think you're very good at distinguishing the particular.
I think I got them all right.
I don't know. I think you may have got one wrong.
I don't think so.
Maybe one or two wrong.
I'm willing to bet.
I feel like you got the Rudolph one wrong.
No, I didn't. I think we should go back on the companion post and just see.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong. Anyways, so that's it. Let's take a break and be back with some trivia on Bunch of the Gap. Okay, welcome back to the Bunch of the Gap podcast. It's been a pretty historic day in baseball. Nick, do you want to clarify?
Oh, yeah. Adrian Beltre hit the mark 3,000 hits for his career.
Did he get a pat on the head?
I'm sure everyone tried to touch his head when he got back to the dugout. But yeah, good for Adrian Beltre. One of the best third basemen ever. And I love the whole on-deck circle thing that happened a couple days ago.
I think they should have just let him get away with that.
I think so, too.
He's a veteran. He's there to entertain.
Yeah.
Do you know who the current active leader in the majors for hits is?
Is it
Ichiro Suzuki?
No, I'm going to say, is it Albert Pujols?
It is Ichiro Suzuki. He has 3,060.
Shit.
Albert Pujols has 2,911. Mm. And way back in fourth place is Carlos Beltran with 2,695.
So Beltran, Beltran is second.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Closing the gap on Ichiro a little bit, too.
But, yeah, I assume Pujols also hit that before his career's over, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he'll be one of something like seven or eight people to have 3,500 home runs.
Yeah. So,
very underrated career that Beltre's having. He's played 20 years in the bigs. He's 38, whereas Pujols has 17 years and is 37. So, you know, Beltre may finish ahead of him before this is all said and done.
Beltre can still move pretty well, too, though.
Yeah.
Pujols can't.
Yeah, he still adds a lot to your team defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get to trivia, want to hear something fun?
Yep,
I do.
Aaron Judge's Major League debut jersey sold today for $157,366.
Is that like the highest Yankee of all time? Or
it is the highest price paid for a game-used jersey in all of the pro U.S. Major sports.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Hmm.
The $157,000 and change dollars represents 29% of what the Yankees are paying Judge this season.
Wow. Wow. Who do the proceeds go to? Him? Or the Yankees? Or what?
This
charity?
This was a jersey owned by Steiner Sports. I assume a sports memorabilia company. Mm. And I assume they keep all the proceeds.
Okay. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of historic days, Tim Raines went into the Hall of Fame along with Jeff Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to Jonah Carey, who... Congrats to Jonah Carey, who did get a special shout-out in Tim's speech. And, yeah, I guess has now accomplished his childhood dreams. Hopefully he shifts to getting Larry Walker to the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah. Or Sean Green, who's not Canadian, but as good.
Or Roy Halladay.
Yes.
I'm saying it now.
That is a worthy achievement.
Roy Halladay, hashtag... dock the vote or hashtag dock the hall? Which one do you guys think?
Oh, dock the hall.
Dock the hall? Okay, all right. Yeah. Hashtag dock the hall.
Hey, get it started. Maybe you can be the next Jonah Carey.
I don't think I can be the next Jonah Carey. I'd like to be, but I don't think I can.
All right. So, Steve Pierce of 2 Grand Slams in 3 Days. Also, his very last tweet, because I just wanted to check his Twitter. Let's go Cox from the 29th of December 2016. That was fun.
He means the Gamecocks of South Carolina University.
Sorry, hold on. Can you read Steve Pierce's Twitter bio just so I make sure that that's actually him?
Oh, yes. Steve Pierce, at Wayne20ocho. I have a beautiful wife, a baby girl, and 2 loving boys, Mojo and Swagger. I play baseball for the Toronto Blue Jays. His sons are named Mojo and Swagger.
No, they're not. Those are dogs.
They must be dogs.
Because why would he say a beautiful... Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't he call out his daughter's name?
Yeah, no, right? Like,
he named the dogs, but he doesn't name daughter. The girl.
Her name must be Magic or something. Or they hadn't chosen one yet.
Mojo Pierce is actually a pretty cool name if that's...
No.
Mojo Pierce?
No, I mean, those are dogs.
I mean, Swagger is a dumb name, but Mojo Pierce sounds pretty cool.
Swagger All Pierce right. is like the most insecure dog you've ever met. It's probably an awesome dog.
You
want
to do some trivia?
Yes. Yeah, I guess we can do some trivia.
All right. This is a two-parter, so I'll ask you both questions because they both pertain to Steve Pierce's 2 walk-off grand slams. There have been 3 Blue Jays, including Steve Pierce, so 2 other Blue Jays, who ever hit a walk-off Grand Slam. One was George Bell in 1988. The other was in 2008. Can you guess who it was?
Adam Lind.
I'm going to say Sean Green and... wait, sorry, there's just the one?
It's just the one, yeah.
2008?
No, George Bell in 1988 was the one I gave you.
Oh, okay.
One more in 2008.
2008. Alex Rios.
It is everyone's favorite TV personality, Greg Zahn.
Oh, I did know that, actually. No, because I saw the tweet today of it, and I totally forgot. I deserve what I got.
Part B of the same question. Steve Pierce hit his 2 walk-off Grand Slams 3 days apart.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have hit walk-off Grand Slams in a single season? We're going to include Steve Pierce.
How many people
One,
have
two,
hit?
1, 2, 3, or 4. Yeah.
In MLB or in Toronto history? In
all of MLB history, in the last 118 whatever years of Major League Baseball.
I'm going to say 2.
I think the theme with Grand Slams seems to be 3, so I'm just going to go with 3.
I just want to reiterate, you're including Steve Pierce in your guess.
He's the third.
He's the second.
Steve Pierce is the third.
Ah.
In MLB history.
Yep, the most recent one being in 1986 by Jim Presley of the Mariners.
Don't know.
And the first person to ever do it, Cy Williams in the 1926 Phillies.
Don't know him either.
Yeah.
Do you think Cy was like a common name back then?
Yeah, it was short for Silas.
Those guys.
Right.
Those guys hit their Grand Slams 100 days and 146 days apart, respectively. Steve Pierce hit his 3 days apart.
That's really super impressive. Did either of them get traded after doing that?
I could look that up, but I'm not gonna.
I don't blame you.
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully we're back sooner than last time. Maybe, I don't know.
I'll take the blame for this one because
I guess Adam moved and doesn't have internet and...
Yeah, I ordered internet. Yeah. I'll get it back like August 12th or
Was
something.
Was it Roger's internet?
Nope. Nope. I won't tell you which one it was.
I give them enough of my money.
Okay, so you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and all podcatchers. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram, even though we're not that very active at all, @ButTheGap. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ButTheGap. And if you want us to answer any questions that you have on air, please email those to podcast@ButTheGap.com. Please visit ButTheGap.com for articles, analysis, past pods, and companion pieces as well. Please share the podcast with others who might enjoy it, and please rate us as it helps spread the word.
And congrats again to Eric Rosenheck and to Steve Pierce, who named each of his Grand Slams after his dogs.
We will see you next week. Go Blue Jays.